We are in Simin Tov Tzadik Ches, the halachas of Shechting and Yontif. We're up to Sif Tezayin. We'll be doing Tezayin and Yud Zayin. Hichnis, now, the halacha we previously learned was that when you shecht a chayav of, there's a chiyav of kisui hadam. It is also to shecht on Yontif if you don't have prepared dirt to cover it with. Says the Machaber now, Hichnis offer harbe lebeso letzorek ginoso. You brought a bunch of dirt into the house for the sake of the garden. You were going to use it for gardening. Vukanus b'makom echad, and it's sitting in one place, meaning it's in a pile. Mutter l'chasosvo. You're allowed to use that for kisi adam, although you did not set that aside for kisi adam. It's mutter. Shekolzman shutzover daito olav l'chol mashi etzdarech. So long as it's still in a pile and not spread out in a way that it's ready for use, we say that it's sitting there and waiting for you to designate what you're going to use it for. And one of the things that you could use it for is kisi adam. Avalim hichnis melo kupo letzorek ginoso lo, that shemeachar shuhu muat batal. Whereas if you only have a small amount of dirt, we say that it's not sitting there and waiting to be designated. It is meant for whatever use you put it in for. And therefore, it says bottle, it is bottle, meaning it's not like a keli, it's not usable. It's bottle to the ground. Now, had this dirt not been set aside for use for your gardening, there would not have been a problem in the first place. You could have used it. The problem over here is because you set it aside for gardening only, and you were not going to use it for anything else. And there, the Machaber has to say a chiddush that if it's in a pile, you didn't really fully designate it for the garden yet, but you were going to use it for something else. The Mishtaburu brings a daya that the case here was talking about when you brought it into your garden. And there we say that if you spread it out, it becomes a piece of the garden. It's bottle. When the Machaber uses the lashon of bottle, he means it's bottle to the ground. It becomes a piece of ground. Whereas if you literally bring it into your house, the lashon of the Machaber was beso, but according to this sheet, they couldn't have meant it. If it was really beso that you brought it into, it's never bottled to the ground, and you can always use it for kisi adam. Now, if you brought in a lot, and it's not ground that is going to have to be broken down, it's ground that's not solid, then it's pashit that it's mutter even to shecht l'chatchila, because it's understood that you were going to use it for whatever you wanted to. Some hold that it's only a dievet, since you did designate it for the garden, even though in the back of your mind you knew that there was going to be more than enough of the garden, and you could use it for something else. So some are machmer that it's only if you shecht it already you could use it, but you shouldn't shecht al smach that l'chatchila. The Mishnah Brura says to be machmer for that daya. Now, one other thing, Chazal were only matur in this case, where you prepared dirt for the garden. Since it's a lot, we say it's not totally designated for the garden alone, and you're allowed to use it for shlita. Let's say staman yontif, if you want to use it for something other than kisi adam. Chazal were not matur that. It's only b'makom mitzvahs kisi adam that they declared your designation for the gina as not being total, since you brought in a large amount. Sif yud zayit. Machnis oda maloku paso offer labayis bistam. Vosabo cold circle. A person can erev yontif, take a whole bunch of dirt into his house, not think about it, but it's obvious that he's going to use it for something, and on yontif he uses it for whatever he wants to. Velo amrinun shu bottle agav karka abayis. And you don't say that it becomes bottle to the floor. Even if they have dirt floors, we say that if you left it in a corner, if you left it in a corner, that shows that you're not mavatle to the floor. The kivin shelo shotcho, since you didn't spread it out, mukha milsel letzorcho boile. It shows that you're saving it for use and you're not making it part of your ground. Vimu ofer tichuach, and if that undesignated dirt that you did not spread out, that you kept in a keren zavis, is loose, mutter l'chasas bo, there's no chashash of tochen, and it's mutter to go and use that for kisi adam. Now, the question is, is this only for kisi adam, or could you use it for something else? So if you designate it for something else, you can use it for that something else. What if you want to cover something filthy with it, and you didn't designate it for that? So the Mishnah Brura says that if you designated it for one thing, you could not use it for something else. It means to cover something filthy. Whereas if you didn't designate it for anything specific, you could use it. When you take, you should try to take in a way that you're not making a groove, that you're taking in a way that it's flat, unless it is so loose that as soon as you take some from the middle, it's going to fall in and fill that gap. There's an interesting Mishnah Brura here at the end where he says that if you have dirt sitting in a keli, you should be careful not to make a groove in that either. So he says that there are those who have a minhag that they'll stick a candle on Yontif into dirt sitting in a keli. He says that's usur because you're making a groove. Whereas if you already had the candle there before Yontif, you're allowed to pull it out on Yontif, even though what you'll be left with is an open groove because you really made the groove beforehand, it was just covered up.